Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hello, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. It is nice to have you with us today. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. And I'm excited because we have a very interesting show today. We're going to focus on the subject of executive coaching. You know, it's become such a big field, this field of coaching, which kind of exploded starting about maybe 12 years ago, 15 at the most. But today, you know, there are coaches available for almost every aspect of your life. And they are very beneficial. Consulting good coaches can be a huge help to your life. Our focus today is executive coaching. And when we ever get on that subject, or every time we do, I love to point out that the CEO of Google has a coach that he works with. And he works with him a lot and promotes him. And if it's good enough for the CEO of Google to have an executive coach, it should be good enough for you if you're in an executive position with any kind of company, large or small. Leadership coaching is the kind of thing we're talking about, executive leadership coaching. This kind of coaching and development empowers leaders. It helps engage teams, and it energizes organizations. And our guest today is the president of a company called MSB Coaching. It was built with a commitment to develop leaders and future leaders. The company is headquartered in Charlottesville, Virginia, and it's led by President and CEO Michelle Braden. MSB Coach partners with individuals and many organizations in order to provide the highest quality, customized leadership coaching and training that's available. MSB, by the way, it's an acronym for Managing Successful Balance, says Michelle. Whether you want to focus on improving your performance or your quality of life, it all starts with balance. And balance is really unique to every individual leader. You know that. Michelle's been doing this for a long time, by the way. She's trained leaders and teams for well over 20 years, and she and her team are committed to partnering with leaders to help identify their motivators, their drivers, their values and principles that increase their awareness, the awareness of who they are, how they want to be known as a leader. And she points out that there is a shift that has to take place in the beliefs of leaders today, because what got you there is not going to help keep you there. As a leader shifts toward new professional challenges, you can't rest on your laurels. You can't rest on the things that have allowed you to be successful up to this point. So no matter where you are on the leadership climb, you're going to need a coach. You're going to need help. An MSB coach partners with you to identify and commit to your goals through its comprehensive development program, which they call the Leadership Climb. MSB coach experts use proven techniques to assess your strengths and your challenges to help coach you and your core leaders, and then train your team to be much more effective. I love it the way Michelle says she can be inspired by Abe Lincoln, but that's different from being inspired by her boss. It all starts with relationships. So that's a little bit of the setup to our guest today, Michelle Braden, who's the head of MSB Coaching in Charlottesville, Virginia. By the way, they have a great website with a lot of information on it, and I love to point out websites because if you're listening near a computer and you want to log on and read some of their background while we're talking, feel free to do it. The web address is msbcoach.com. Pretty simple, folks, msbcoach.com. So without further ado, let us bring Michelle on, the head of MSB Coaching. Say good afternoon, Michelle. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Doug. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you, and thank you for that fantastic introduction.
Well, listen, it's great to have you. I love this subject. I think executive coaching is so important. And, you know, the key is, I presume, I've not done this, but they have to be a match, right, between the client and the coach. Not all coaches work with everybody. You know, you got to find the right one. But when you get the right one, it can be magic. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. In fact, that's one of the one of the main things we emphasize in our practice is the importance of the match, and we call it the coaching match call process, where we tell a person, take a look at the different bios, see who you feel like you're connecting with, and then have a conversation with them, whether that conversation is over the phone, Skype, or in person, because it's really important that there is good connection and a foundation of trust. And you typically can feel that instantly with someone, especially in the coaching practice.
You, when it comes to coaching, let me how does it work with you? First off, let me establish the fact that I know you're based in Charlottesville, but do you work with clients that are really right in your area, or do you work with clients that are everywhere because you can use the phone and Skype or whatever? How does it work with your firm?
So we do a combination of both. So we have local clients, and then we have clients that are within a scope of still driving distance, but then we also have national as well as international. Some of those choose to bring us out to meet with them, and some of those choose to just do everything virtually. That is definitely the way that we are moving a little bit more in society is, you know, the connections are virtual, and you may never even meet each other in person.
That's kind of interesting, but it's still very effective. And you work with teams. I mean, you work for organizations as well as individuals alone. Organizations bring you in to help their teams. Is that right?
They do. So our main focus is leaders and working with the leadership. So if we are going to work with their teams, we do want to be working directly with the leaders. So whether it is a leader who leads leaders and we are working with them from a coaching perspective or from a developing programs perspective, we come in and help to design customized leadership programs that work in tandem with the coaching process.
And on the other hand, suppose somebody's listening who is, you know, he's got a job in a company, he's risen to a certain level, he's in the executive level, but he doesn't feel like he's you know, he's going to get any further where he is, and decides a little coaching could help him. Boom, he comes to you, and you will help, right?
Right, and that's the thing is taking a close look at, am I in the right place? Is this a cultural fit? For me, is this where I want to stay? What sort of, you know, position do I want next? What sort of organization do I want to be in? So we have to take a look at those things. If I want to stay where I am, what is it going to take? So to take the words you used at the beginning of, you know, what got me to where I am may not be what is going to carry me to the next level. And so what needs to shift internally inside of myself if I am wanting to go to the next level? And sometimes people realize they want to make a shift outside of their organization to a different type of work or to a different workplace.
All right, let's focus on your company, your coaching company, because as I point out, there are a lot of coaching firms out there. What do you think makes your firm so unique? Tell me a little bit about your team. You have a team. It's not just you. You know, some people are
right.
Executive coaches on their own. They're former executives
mm-hmm.
who've been with companies, and now they've gone out on their own. You've got a team of coaches. So tell me about your firm.
Right, and we do feel what sets us apart. And there are lots of fantastic coaches out there, lots of great organizations. But a couple of things set us apart. I mean, one, we are a boutique leadership coaching firm. And so what I mean by that is we are small, and we're intentionally small so that our work, when we work with clients, is very personalized. It's very customized to exactly what it is that they need. So we're not coming in with some sort of a cookie-cutter program. Now, we do have tried-and-true methods, but we do also have the flexibility and ability to adjust what needs to be adjusted to work within the culture and the individuals of an organization. A couple of other things that sets us apart is that all of our coaches have a minimum of 10 years leadership experience, and they're all ICF certified coaches, which stands for International Coaching Federation. And so within that, it means that they do have the certification necessary, but they also have the background of leadership. So they're not just talking to our coachees, to the leaders, about theory. They're actually talking in practice. And that's why we actually had invited, you know, the couple of our guests here with us that we did, is because they just bring a slightly different perspective, which going back to choosing the coach that works with you, we have a team of 10 coaches. So they all are trained and certified and have a background in leadership, but they still bring their own experience, personalities, and perspectives to the table when they coach.
All right. Well, you point out you have some guests there. I know Tony Marbury is one of the guests who is with you. It's kind of we're doing this virtually. We're in different areas of the country, but I'm going to bring Tony on the line and open his mic and let him chat with us for a second. Tony, tell me about your experience of what you focus on with MSB coaching.
Thank you for having me here. So my specialty, for the most part, is information technology. I've been 20 years in the military. I've been in technology for almost 30 years, and I've always had a passion for leadership. And connecting with Michelle and MSB has been like realizing a passion that you have. You don't get that opportunity very often. A lot of folks go through life and they never really find something that aha moment. But as soon as I met Michelle, we got a chance to pull that together. So, and one of the big things from an IT perspective that we find is folks know their product. They hit the product hard and it moves to the next level. And next thing you know, you're an executive and you're missing one key aspect to your profession, and that is the leadership journey. So we go in, we work with the executives, we make sure that they have all the necessary training and support and coaching to be able to connect to multiple levels of folks that report to them. So it's an honor to do that. So.
You know, I gather it's a big help to you to have come from that IT field. It's such a burgeoning field. There's so much going on in that arena that you know the field. So it helps when you're dealing with others who are in the IT arena, right? I mean, you know more than somebody else would who doesn't know it at all, correct?
Absolutely. They're a unique, special group of folks, very brilliant folks. And, we've been challenging them to focus on that product. So to be able to work with them and say, let's complete your whole experience here and understand how to motivate your team, how you can become everything that you want to be and be a well-rounded leader. And coaching folks in that sense is very rewarding on both sides. So I'm honored to be able to do that.
Well, that's good. Michelle, he's obviously a very valuable member of your team, no question about it, right?
No, absolutely. And, I don't think that you absolutely have to have experience in the field to coach a person in that field. However, when we are coming from the perspective of specialty, Tony can talk a language and he can understand the challenges that an IT leader or executive would have that I may not 100% understand those challenges because he's lived it, he's been in it. And that's what we mean by the importance of the coaching match.
Yeah, well, you hit the right thing. He knows the language and speaks a language, which is that's so important. You have another guest with you, and this is interesting. His name is Bill Cooper, and Bill is a former client of yours who is now in a very interesting position with another company. So let's bring Bill on with us. Bill Cooper. Bill, are you there? Welcome. Hello.
Yes. Good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
I first met Michelle quite a number of years ago when I was involved in supplier diversity, getting diversity in company supply chains. And I saw the value of what she was offering in helping to bring entrepreneurs along in ways that would help them work on their business as opposed to working in their business to increase their leadership skills so that they had the opportunity to be successful. Time went on, and she continued to provide, these services to the company I was working for then. And then I moved to a different position where for the first time I was actually reporting to the C-suite. And it was my job to bring diversity and inclusion at levels that had never been tested before to this organization in a very rigid culture, one that was not necessarily open to inclusion, but, however, was forced to comply with it. I became very confused, which, quite honestly, was hard for me to admit at that point in my career. But I remember Michelle, and I reached out to Michelle, and we began executive coaching sessions. And as a result, I found myself again. I was able to better influence the leaders that I was working with. However, just because I was better, it just meant I did the best that I could. It didn't mean necessarily that I was able to change the mindset of the culture. But what it has done for me since has really been, I think, something that I'm very thankful for. I went on from that particular circumstance where she was coaching me to become certified myself, not as a coach, but in the assessment that she uses to create a foundation. And today I find myself in another organization that has me there because they want to leverage difference in an effort to be able to create and sustain a competitive advantage in the construction, in the area of construction. And it's been a great ride, and I'm very happy to be where I am to be able to leverage the differences in our workforce to help our company be better and to begin to create there a culture of coaching.
You know, that's interesting. You are a chief diversity officer with this company that you're with now, right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Do me a favor. Explain to me what that is. What do you do? What is the chief diversity officer?
Well, we just as the chief financial officer values the hard assets and the finances of a company, the chief diversity officer, if you will, values the differences, whether they are in people working within the workforce, customers that you are serving, or vendors that you're working with. We find a way to have the differences and all work together, which is an important component of leadership.
That sounds really interesting. And something tells me not every company has a diversity officer, do they? Or do they?
That's especially not in the construction business. No, no.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised. Well, that's. And tell me something about your experience of being executive coached by Michelle and the team. How long did you work with them? And you know, as a client.
I would say it was about 2 years. You know, for about 2 years, we would meet once or twice a month for 2 years, and it became a time that I looked forward to. I learned very quickly that in the coaching session, the client does all the talking. The coach asks the questions, and it actually becomes something that you begin to value because you begin to create your own path. You know, and therefore, when the coach isn't there, you still have yourself and the things that you talked about and discussed, and it gives you a way forward until the next time or until some other element changes in the situation.
And here's the key question. Do you think without that executive coaching help from Michelle and her team, you would be where you are today?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have been able to keep that job, number one. And I wouldn't have found my way back to a place of confidence, you know, and beyond. Because I do feel now that one of the things that I'm able to do is to we have a saying that says diversity is about counting people, but inclusion is about making people count. And I feel that because I am now whole again, I work very, very hard and have some success at making people count and having other leaders see the value in making people count.
Well, yours is a great story, Bill. Very good. That's amazing. I thank you so much for telling me that, Michelle. It's you know he's obvious. So I was going to ask you about the kind of executive that you coach who wants to get to the next level. What holds him back? I mean, there's an example. He's one who wanted to improve, and he did it, right?
You're exactly right, and each leader is different, even though there may be some common themes, just like each person is different. You know, I love what Bill said about making individuals count, because each person is different, and so that's part of what we uncover in coaching. In fact, we use a model called Identify, Shift, Create that is custom designed here at MSB Coach. And the first step of that is identification. And so we work with leaders to identify what is it that you want to work on, and then putting in a priority order. You know, we always say if everything's important, then nothing is important. And then the next phase is what's really, you know, crucial is what has to shift. Shift can come in our belief systems. It can come in simple things like I'm a baby boomer. I never really learned how to use these Excel spreadsheets, and I, they're not going away. I've got to, you know, really capture this. I'm going to go and take a class on that. I've got to better understand millennials. I've got to change my, you know, my interpretation of them. Maybe I'm moving to judgment based off different belief systems because they do things differently. So, I mean, we could just really go on and on about what that shift looks like because it's different for different people. And then the next is the creation phase, and that's creating goals, setting timelines, and really creating a pathway to accomplish what it is that you have identified.
You know, I want to ask a question to Tony is on the line with us as well. He's one of your coaches. What are the I have heard that millennials are somewhat different today, and I'd like you to explain, and you too, Michelle, what's different about millennials and why can they benefit from coaching? Either one of you, Tony?
I'll start with that. So one of the things that I have a little bit of a hard time with is the millennial generalization. They come in all different flavors and sizes and motivational things that we all do, but I just wanted to get that out there. So for the most part, the millennial they're very tech savvy, for one. They know the things that a lot of us, as Michelle mentioned before, about the spreadsheet, they've grew up through that age. So things that we're trying to learn, they already learn. So that's one of the things that motivates them differently. Another thing about the millennials is that they disguise. They want disguise, and they're shooting for it. And we just have to work with the millennials and help them get a path to get to where they need to get to. Help to understand them through our assessments, through setting goals, through helping them realize how they fit in with their company, with their coworkers, with the overall theme that the company may have, and where they fit in. One of the things I love about that is that we, from the learning perspective, we need to figure out from the business perspective, how can we get passionate about what we're doing, about what they're doing? And once we harness that passion, the sky's the limit.
Well, that's interesting. Michelle, do you find millennials are open to coaching? Or do they, you know, they're still baby boomers in a way. Do they think they know it all?
I think that is a misinterpretation. One thing, they do know a whole lot more than we did because there's so much more information available to them at their fingertips. So when we think about the information that they know at their age versus the information we knew and we had available at our age, at that same age, it's enormous the amount of information that they have that's larger than what we had. Now, does that mean that they know more than a senior-level executive does? No, it doesn't mean that. But could they have input? They can. And, we have found most of our focus is more on the senior-level executives, and we're starting to see millennials moving into that realm even more so than we have seen in the past. So that opening and that opportunity to work and to coach with them is really expanding. And I have found it's just been a joy because they're very eager to learn and to want to make a difference. And they are more driven by wanting to be bought in, wanting to be a part of something meaningful, and feeling like what they do is aligning with the vision. And, but there are, just like in all parts of diversity, there are things that we have to work through to understand and appreciate each other different in this difference.
You know, I'm interested also in when you're working with senior-level executives who, whether they come in on their own to you or when you go to work for an organization and, the CEO brings you in to work with their team, are some of them a senior executive, like an executive vice president or something, who says is ordered that he's going to be coached a little? Are they a little apprehensive in the beginning of working with someone like you, or are they really open to it?
Most of the time, because I think there has been a better understanding of what coaching is, and so I've found most of the time now people are very excited to have the opportunity to work with a coach, and they recognize just like when you get to a certain level, you're going to get to coach to work with you. So I've really seen over my years of working in this industry, I have seen a shift in that because I think organizations are also realizing, I think years ago, coaches were used more as what I call last resort coaches. So if somebody, isn't doing very well, let's bring in a coach just to check the box. But I think why would you invest, your time and your energy and your money so much in that versus if you have limited, time, money, those resources, why not invest it in your very best? And so there's really been a concept and a paradigm shift around that. And I think for the most part, people recognize that.
And typically when you work with a coach, I mean, how long does this relationship last? I mean, we talked with Bill. Bill said he was undergoing or going through, not undergoing coaching, but being coached for a couple of years. Is that kind of normal, or is the span generally a little shorter?
It really depends on the person. You know, one thing's for sure is that we're, you know, for 2 years when Bill and I worked together, we weren't working on the same things. You know, we were working on different things as they arose. But all of our engagements start with a minimum of a six-month engagement. So, and that is because we have found, you know, tried and true methods that work, and at least 6 months, because when we're working on anything specific, remember what it is we have identified, typically there's some behavioral shifts that have to come in that, and thinking mindset shifts. And it takes time to create new habits, new patterns of thinking and being, you know, the new neurological pathways. And so that's why we say at least when we start working together, let's go for 6 months, and then we reevaluate. Is this a good time to end? Is it a good time to take a break, or should we continue working together? And they have their choice on what works with them for moving forward after that 6 months is complete.
You know, I'm also wondering how much of their own personal life gets involved in this coaching. We're talking about leadership coaching. It's not just at the workplace. It would seem to me if somebody is having a problem in the workplace, a lot of it may be as a result of what's going on in their own family life and their personal situation. And do you get involved in dealing with that as well, occasionally?
Well, inevitably, and that goes back to the name of our company. And I'd like to answer this, and then if we have enough time, I'd like to ping it over to Bill, since he's the one here representing his own personal experience. But, you know, the name of our company is MSC Coach, which stands for Managing Successful Balance. And if I'm struggling with something in the workplace, it is going to affect my home. Likewise, if I'm struggling with something at home, it's going to affect my work. That doesn't make me a quote-unquote emotional person. It's just that the whole inner fabric of who we are is tied together. You know, the mind, the will, the emotions, every bit of it is tied together. Likewise, if in the workplace, if people, you hear complaints that, you know, you just don't listen, Michelle, you're not listening to me, I can guarantee you people in your family will say the same thing. So if you're going to work on your listening skills, it's going to benefit the workplace, but it'll also end up benefiting your friends and family.
Well, let's ask Bill about this. Is that right, Bill? You've been listening. What do you think? Well,
yes. I think it's exactly right. Today I have the same Valentine that I had when I was coaching with Michelle, and it's probably because I did have that coaching, because I would bring work home with me, and that wasn't very pleasant. You know, when I say bring work home with me, my frustrations, you know, my confusion, you know, I would bring that home, and I was a newlywed at the time, you know, so the fact that I was able to get my feet level at work, get my head back in the game, it definitely helped my home life.
Well, you know, I totally understand that. It makes so much sense. So I think what you have to point out was really well worthwhile. Michelle, we're just about out of time. I want to remind everybody that that we're talking with Michelle Braden. She's the head of MSB Coaching in Charlottesville, Virginia. It sounds like you really love what you do. I was going to ask you, you've been doing this for some 20 years now. Is there any difference in what you're doing now than what you did 20 years ago when this began? Give me a 20-second answer.
Absolutely. You know, I think the biggest difference is that there is even more diversity in the workplace now than there ever was before. I think how rapidly change is happening and how we're having to be more agile and adapt to that is something that we're facing. And people are working longer. And so that's just a few. But absolutely, over 20 years, there's been significant change in those areas. Not to, you know, that change encompasses technology. Absolutely.
Yep. No question about that. Well, listen, this has been a fascinating discussion. Thank you. Thank you, folks, so much for your input. Our guest has been Michelle Braden, and from her team, Tony Marbury and Bill Cooper, a previous client who's joined us and added a lot to us. It was very interesting hearing your points of view, Bill, after having been coached for 2 years by Michelle, which is great. So in any event, I want to point out that Michelle is going to be back with us again next week at this same time right here on CUTV News Radio. Again, the company is MSB Coaching. They're headquartered in Charlottesville, Virginia. And their website is msbcoach.com, msbcoach.com. Michelle, thank you so much, and we look forward to having you back again next week, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Doug. It's been our pleasure.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. And that's it for this edition, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time on Close Up Talk Radio. Till then, have a great day. Bye for now.